This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3164 for Thursday, the 17th of September 2020. Today's show is entitled, I'm Learning Spanish. It is hosted by Ahuka and is about 16 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, how I am using a variety of tools to learn Spanish.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hello, this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio, bringing you another show, something a little different this time, but, you know, Ken keeps asking for more shows, so I've been involved in doing something that I thought I'd report on. I'm going to start with a joke that I find pertinent here, and the joke is, what do you call a person who speaks three languages? The answer is trilingual. And what do you call a person who speaks two languages? And the answer is bilingual. Well, what do you call a person who speaks one language? And the answer is American. And in many cases, that does seem to be the case. And I thought that since I'm spending all my time at home in the year of the plague, why not do something productive, like learn a language? And I decided to do just that. And the one I picked is Spanish. And the reason is very simple. It is the majority language of the Western Hemisphere. It is the second most spoken language in the United States. I would like to visit Mexico and other Latin American countries. I've spent one day in Mexico in my entire life. I'll just say that's not enough to feel like you've learned what the country is about. So I'd like to go back, but, you know, I would probably do better if I could speak the language a little bit. So, you know, I thought, I've got time on my hands, so why not? So I wanted to share with you some of the things that I had come across that are helpful. Now, I want to emphasize, I wanted to do Spanish. It is not the only language that tools like this are available. So if you had a hankering to learn another language, you know, I've been seeing stuff on, you know, Japanese, Mandarin, Chinese, Turkish, you know, any language you want to learn, there's a lot of stuff out there. So think of this as encouragement if that's something you want to do. Now, I'm trying to spend 1 hour a day on this. You know, if I keep putting in 1 hour a day in a year or two, I'm going to do reasonably well. That's how I'm looking at it. So I went looking for tools, and I found some that I like and find helpful. There's a variety. Some are free. Some are paid for. Some have a free level and a paid level. And for ones like that, the freemium model, I can use them at the free level until I know whether I would spend the money. Now, the tools come in basically four forms. I went looking for smartphone apps, websites, YouTube channels, and podcasts. Now, that made sense to me because it fits my lifestyle. Right? My smartphone is never far from me. I've got web browser open 24/7. I watch a lot of YouTube channels. I listen to a lot of podcasts. So why wouldn't I look at those things? Now, as I go through these, just note that a lot of these places have multiple channels to interact with you. So, you know, they might have a smartphone app, also has a website, and they may have a podcast, they may have a YouTube, you know. So you see the same names pop up in several different categories. Now, the other thing is, I am not saying these are the best. They're just the ones that I found and I use, so your mileage may vary here. However, I have, and if you take a look at the show notes, you're going to see, I tried to put in reviews on all of these. So these are things that get generally pretty good reviews as being among the top things available. So now, the thing about Spanish in particular, that you want to watch out for, dialects and pronunciation. Spanish is spoken in a large part of the world, but somewhat differently in different countries. Latin American Spanish is different from what is spoken in Spain. And different countries in Latin America may speak slightly differently. Now, I am mostly looking to learn Spanish as it is spoken in Mexico, because I think that's going to give me the best understanding if I'm in Latin America, because Mexican media tends to dominate the Latin American market. So it's just something that you need to be aware of when studying, since some of the learning tools may use the Spanish of Spain and others the Spanish of Latin America. So, smartphone apps. Now, I have an Android phone, so these are apps from the Android App Store. I'm pretty sure they're all available on the iPhone. If that's your choice. So the first one is Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L. And I've put a link in the show notes to the website. I've got some reviews. You know, there's a ton of links in the show notes for this because I tried to put in reviews. So for this one, Actual Fluency has a review, Trustpilot has a review, All Language Resources has a review. So Babbel is a program I paid for. And they offer subscriptions from monthly up to annual, with annual being the most affordable at $83.40. Though you can get discounts if you look around for places where they advertise. I actually paid $22.15 for a six-month subscription, using a link from SciShow, which is a YouTube channel, and Babbel advertised on it. So I use that. It's going to take me through to January. And right now my intention is to renew because I think I'm getting value for the money. And if you want to see what you get if you sign up, I put a link in the show notes for that as well. Now, for my personal take, for me, Babbel works well. I get nagged every day. You may not like that, but for me, it gets me on to the next lesson very regularly. I have a number of these apps that do that. Now, each lesson does not take all that long. We're talking 5 to 10 minutes. It combines vocabulary, pronunciation, spelling, and sentences. For the spelling part, they have a keyboard that you can hold down letters to get special characters, such as there's a character in Spanish called the Enya, which looks like an N with a tilde on top, and they use a lot of accents on vowels and things like that. So you can get that on the keyboard by holding down the letters. So this is usually the first thing I do in my hour of Spanish every day. Next site, Duolingo. Now, this app can be used for free if you receive ads. In my case, I used a free trial period for a few weeks, then signed up for 1 year to Duolingo Plus for $83.99. And I put a link in the show notes. This was Apple's 2013 App of the Year. Pretty good recommendation right there. And I've got some reviews from CNET, PC Mag UK, and a site called Influencer. So this is a very gamified app that gives you a lot of cheerleading encouragement. That may or may not be to your taste, but I don't object to it. It's the sort of thing that, you know, you answer five questions correctly and little animated character pops up and says, "Oh, you are amazing." All right, so what? As with Babbel, I get the daily nags that it is time for a lesson. And as with Babbel, that works for me. As Woody Allen said, 90% of success in life is just showing up. And if I do that every day, I will learn the language. Another one, Memrise. This app uses the freemium model, just like Duolingo. There is good content for free, but you can get a premium subscription. So right now I'm using the paid version, for which I got the introductory offer of $44.99. And these prices are all US dollars, of course, with renewals at $89.99 per year, and I can cancel at any time. And I've put in reviews from PC Magazine, from All Language Resources, and LifeWire. So Memrise is more of a flashcard app that helps you memorize words and phrases. The interesting wrinkle here is that it is largely crowdsourced. So this is the third of my daily apps, and like the others, it gives me daily nags to take another lesson. And there's SpanishPod 101. Now this app is paired with a website, and I actually find the website more useful. Another freemium model here. I did try the basic subscription, which is the lowest paid level, which is $72 for 2 years, which on an annual basis is less than the others. And again, website link in the show notes, and reviews from FluentU, All Language Resources, and Actual Fluency. So the app focuses on the spoken language. And while it has some uses, as I said, I tend to use the website more. The main downside is that they relentlessly try to upsell you. Right now, I am more inclined not to renew in 2 years, but maybe I'll change my mind. Having an app on my phone means I can get in a quick lesson anywhere at any time, and that's not bad. Then there's one that I was not able to find a website or any reviews anywhere, but it's a free app on Google Play. And it's kind of a flashcard app called Spanish Words Learn Español. It's not as polished, and it doesn't have the bells and whistles of something like Babbel or Duolingo, but, you know, it's a free app. So it shows you a list of words, then drills you to see if you remember what you learned, sometimes by spelling out the Spanish equivalent to an English word, or by selecting the English equivalent from a group of four when given the Spanish word, stuff like that. And then another one that is a free is called Speak Tribe Spanish. And that's another free app I downloaded from the Google Play Store. I've got reviews from Android Guys, Educational App Store, and App Grooves. That's another gamified system where you accumulate points needed to move to the next level. There are five levels, and each one has lessons that combine written and spoken Spanish. And the last of the smartphone apps is something called Learn Spanish Offline. Now, this is an ad-supported app, so expect a pre-roll ad every time you open it. It is, however, free, so that's the trade-off here. And I've got some reviews from Amazing Talker, App Grooves, and App Follow. Links in the show notes. So, this one you get a list of words, phrases, and sentences in various categories, such as greetings, general conversation, numbers, time and date. On each list, just click on a word or phrase in English and hear the translated Spanish equivalent. Useful as a supplement to other tools, but not sufficient by itself, so it won't cover any of the grammar, for instance. Now, websites. There are two websites that I tend to check into every day. The first one is that Spanish Pod 101 that I mentioned previously. It also is a smartphone app and, you know, also shows up as a podcast. So they're all over the place. So I prefer the website. It's well-designed with short lessons that start by giving you some vocabulary, which you can click on to hear in Spanish. Then there is a downloadable lesson notes that discuss some aspects of grammar and some cultural insights. Then there is a dialogue, which you can download in MP3 format, and a transcript. So I tend to download both and play the dialogue while reading along with the transcript. You can also sign up to get a daily email for the word of the day, which will take you to a page where you can hear the word spoken both by itself and as part of a few sentences. The main downside is what I mentioned before, the relentless upsell you get. I receive an email at least every other day urging me to upgrade my subscription. As I said, right now I'm inclined to not renew when my subscription runs out, but I have 2 years to think about it. And then the last website is Spanish Obsessed. And I've got some reviews from Language Learning Library, FluentU, and The Guardian. So it's also a great podcast. But as I said before, a lot of these tools cross over to different medias. You'll have a website, a podcast, a YouTube channel, all from one source. So you could just download the MP3 files and listen to them on your MP3 player like any other podcast. And in fact, I do that as well. But the reason I like to go to the website is that I can read along with them as the audio plays. Like many other learning Spanish podcasts, this combines a native English speaker with a native Spanish speaker. Now, you can also download both the MP3 file and the transcript from the website. So, this is my first look covering the websites and the smartphone apps that I'm using. And I'm going to follow up with actually two more. So I'm going to do one that's going to look at YouTube channels and podcasts, and then an explanation of the international keyboard and how I implemented that and use it to type in Spanish. So this is Ahuka for Hacker Public Radio signing off, and as always, encouraging you to support free software. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.